Welcome to Chapter 18. Everything starts to change.
The most unexpected call from Utah. Well, to continue this story, at this point, I had just bought the Ocean Penthouse in Margate. And I was doing everything I could, starting from day one, to avoid foreclosure. So I was renting it, I was doing whatever I needed to do to make the payments, which were pretty substantial, given the maintenance and the taxes. New Jersey had the highest real estate taxes in the country at that time, and the mortgage payment. So my hands were full, and I was pretty much committed to making sure that I held on to it. So during that particular climate, mindset, in October of 76, I get a phone call. The phone call is from Dr. Francis Christiansen, the founder of Stansbury Mining. And he asked me a question that prompted the quickest answer of my life without even thinking about what my answer meant. He asked me if I would be interested in replacing his current partners who were purely mining people. And he said, since after all this time, I continue to come to Utah maybe once a year and call him on a regular basis. I guess I was the only, shall we say, proactive shareholder he had in his arsenal of shareholders. He asked me that question, and I answered absolutely, not having a clue what that meant. Again, my experience at this point was 10 years as an industrial product salesman for Sun Oil. Well, the first thing I asked, after I said absolutely, you know, what do you want me to do? They said, well, why don't you come out and we'll initiate the paperwork. So I told my Sun Oil fellow workers and my boss what had happened, because they'd known I had been in this stock for years. And they were all excited. And I said, you know what? Maybe this is a good time for you to put $100 or $200 in just because. Because at least I would have access to what was going on and what, if anything, I might be able to do. I fly to Utah. I meet the doc. We go to the law firm. Bruce Coney draws up a document. And in a very short period of time, I became the new CEO of Stansbury Mining. The doc, he remained as president. So, the next few months, I tried to understand the properties they had and what state of development. When you have a penny mining stock, what it is you have, in essence, is a property that has not been developed or commercialized. And there were thousands of those around the West. So I began to look into what we had. And this also was another family business, because Dr. Christiansen's daughter was a secretary treasurer. She was a sweetheart and very competent. So I decided to take all the information home with me and then return in the spring of 1977. So that's where I was at this point in time. I was now the CEO of the company that I'd owned stock in for 6 years that was at a penny, with a couple of properties that had not been developed. So that's where this particular episode will come to an end. But as you will soon find out, there were more surprises in store for me in 1976 with only 2 months left. Thank you for listening.
Up next, the year of the trifecta.